with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. This is a special day for the Grilling Guys. We have gone live and local, jumped on a jet plane, and we are in Kansas City at the American Royal. That is the World Series of Barbecue. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Yeah, good morning, WBBL back in Michigan. We are sitting atop a hill looking across a sea of smoke. We've got a couple hundred thousand people showing up here. It's just RVs everywhere. There's smokers going. And it is the 33rd annual American Royal Barbecue. And if you don't know what that is, the American Royal is a very old tradition in Kansas City. It actually started as a bit of a horse show. And it's just turned into like several weeks of festivals here. But about 33 years ago, a group of folks decided to have a little barbecue competition because they're kind of big on that out here.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is we're going to have the pleasure of having several of these competition cookers on the show today, and each one of them are going to give you a little tip of the trade to help you become just a little bit better barbecuer. If you stick with us for the next couple hours, what you're going to do is be able to write down about 10 or 12 really cool tips that if you put them together, I guarantee you're going to walk away from this show with a better idea on how to produce some great barbecue. We've got guys that are going to talk about seasonings. We got guys that are going to talk about meat cutting techniques. We got guys that are going to cook, tell us what temperatures and their little tricks along those lines. We're
going to be talking a lot about butts.
Yeah, smoked and otherwise. But anyway, right now we've got one of our friends joining us, Todd Johns from a company called Plowboys Barbecue. Todd is a champion barbecuer and a purveyor of seasonings and sauces. So good morning, Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing today, man?
Doing great. It's a nice brisk morning here in the lower river area of Kansas City. So it got a little chilly last night, but fortunately we had some place to go and escape from that.
Now let me give you a little background about Todd here. You know, I rep for a lot of factories, and one of the factories I rep for happens to be Old World Spice. And Old World Spice finds guys like Todd with these killer recipes, and they blend their rubs for them. So they actually manufacture and produce the commercial version of what Todd and the Plowboys here use for their barbecue competitions. So you can get Plowboys barbecue at places all over West Michigan. Barbecue shops that, Garrett's Appliance, I think Asobi Meats, Rockford Ace Hardware, places like that, Zager's Pool. So Plowboys, he actually has his own brand, and it's called Plowboys. One of the best ones he makes is called Yardbird, and that's one I told Todd I use all the time. But so that's kind of aside from what these guys do, but Todd, why don't you tell us what you're going to be really focusing on this morning?
Well, this morning what we're focusing on is finishing up our big meat cooks from the overnight. We started with two Packer briskets. We have a Manna brisket from Iowa that's a USDA prime brisket. And a Packer brisket is one that has the flat and the point still attached. Is both muscles of the brisket still attached. They range usually from about 12 pounds up to, we've seen 22, 23 pound briskets in this area. So I've got an Amana brisket from Iowa, USDA Prime. It weighed in at about 14 and a half pounds. And then I have, first let me say, that brisket was wet aged for about 28 to 30 days.
So it comes from the village or the enclave of Amana, Iowa.
Correct.
It's
yep.
Not like for a microwave.
It is not from like a Amana refrigerator or anything like that. And so that was wet aged, which means that it stayed in the original cryovac for a little over a month. and that helps to break down enzymes, help to break down the brisket over that time. It adds tenderness to that brisket before you even cook it, and it also adds some flavors to it as well.
Is that something you did, Todd, or did the manufacturer do that for you?
You can get manufacturers to do that. It's very rare, and you usually have to buy them in case quantities. A lot of us barbecue guys that are weekend guys, we've got dedicated refrigerators in the house, usually in the garage, and that's all it is our meat fridge. And the key to aging a brisket is it has to stay at a constant temperature. You cannot put it in your refrigerator where the kids are grabbing juices and soda pops and things like that, because the temperature is going to vary too much as that door gets opened. So typically our meat fridges only get open maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. And the temperature that we strive for is about 32 to 34 degrees, maybe 36 degrees. I have a milk cooler. So if you remember grade school where you'd go at lunchtime and get your little carton of milk out of the milk cooler, that's what we have. So it's a top loading refrigerator, so that means that the cold is not escaping. So it's a perfect refrigerator for aging meat.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we are live at Kemper Arena, downtown Kansas City, and we are at the 33rd annual American Royal. And right now we're talking with Todd Johns, who is the Plowboy. It's a barbecue team, and he manufactures also. He sells his own rubs and sauces, and you can get those in Michigan, as I said. And Plowboys, now, how many competitions have you done this year?
This is a down year for us. The last 2 years have been a down year, meaning that we only did about, I think this is number 16 and number 17 for me this year. And
that's
I've got,
a down year.
And I've got one more contest in California in the desert for the second weekend of December called the King of the Smoker. And it's a special invitation for 22 teams, $50,000 grand prize.
Okay, and as the KCBS rankings go, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, which works hand in hand with the American Royal for this event, but they're two separate organizations. As KCBS rankings go, how's your scores looking this year?
We're down this year because we haven't cooked as much and we've been a little infrequent. We did a 7 week run and then took a month off. We've taken a month off twice this summer, and it's hard to stay consistent that way. Honestly, I couldn't tell you where I'm ranking, but we're not in the top 20 this year.
Okay. Well,
perennially you have been though.
Yeah. We usually in categories and overall we've usually ranked pretty well.
So tell us a little bit about this Yardbird seasoning and what makes it so special. Because one of the problems that a lot of our listeners have is that you walk into the barbecue store and there's 150 rubs sitting there in jars, and you almost get drawn into the coolest looking label. And but if you were walking up, tell us what the difference is with the Yardbird seasoning, because I agree with Bob, it is one of my favorites for chicken. And tell us what's in that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you what's in it.
Yeah, it's a good question, Jop. I like that. Subtle.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Nice try. You know, I think
what's a combination to your home safe, too?
Yeah. I think what makes the our Yardbird rub so special is that it's so versatile. And it was originally our chicken rub 12 years ago when we started cooking. And 5 years ago, we started to bottle it and sell it. And we found as we used it on other things, it was great on everything. And we use it. It was originally on our chicken. Now we have found out it's a better pork rub even than a chicken rub. And so we use it in competition straight out of the bottle. We don't have like Yardbird that we'll sell you and then Yardbird that we really use. It's all the same. So, you know, it goes on everything.
Well, thanks a lot, Todd. We're going to head to a commercial break, and you've got a lot of work to do back there, so appreciate you joining us. That's Todd Johns from Plowboys Barbecue.
Coming up next, we've got a gentleman named Jim McCullough from Wabash Barbecue. This guy has restaurants as well as a competition cooker, and he's going to give us some tips on brisket. One of the hardest things I have ever tried to cook on a smoker is a brisket and make it turn out right. So this guy's going to give us some tips. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Well, you have to start acting like a friend that you are not. And when you think that we played it out,
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.